When you guys are working on, in the individual time, you're welcome to move the computers around however you like. During the meetings, we have these kind of guides there, so you're not blocking the little cameras. Microphone. Looks good. Okay. And if you would like, when you get up to use the whiteboard, you might want to attach the little microphones to your belt or something, whatever. Okay. Well, I'm recording, so you are ready to roll.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Abigail Claflin. You can call me Abby. Let's see. PowerPoint? That's not it. There we go. So this is our kickoff meeting. And I guess we should all get acquainted. Should we all introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Kiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about
this? I think we'll get around to that, yeah.
We'll get around to
just
that.
Just introductions.
My name is Kiara and I'm the marketing expert.
Okay. I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I figured you all knew that already.
I'm Stephanie and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Krista and I'm the industrial designer.
So here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project plan, and discuss my clothes. So our aim is to produce a remote control that is original, trendy, and user-friendly. And to do this, we have to... there's certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design of the thing. So, we'll get to that. Oh, there it is, right. Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So, throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So, we're going to try out our whiteboard. I'll draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
I think both.
Yeah, both.
Yeah. Who starts? We have to decide who starts and all of that. No?
Any volunteers? Does anyone know what they want to draw?
I'm going to think about it for a second. Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user-friendly?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll draw one.
Dolphin.
Yes.
It's like playing Pictionary.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
So what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really, I don't know, they're smart and they're cute. And they like swimming, and that's cool. Like,
they're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah. And they're so
sleek.
Yeah, they're sleek and they look intelligent, and I don't know. The little, like, binocular.
I don't know how intelligent that one looks.
Yeah, he doesn't look that smart. So, I don't know. I think it's cool the interaction that, or the things that, the reasons people seem to like, you know. You know, people are sitting on the beach and they're like, oh, look, there's dolphins. It's kind of, but, you know, they jump around in the water and they're happy. And they're mammals, but
they're just. Does anybody else want to draw their animal?
I suppose I can draw an animal.
It's a cat.
I don't know, they sleep all day. They're easy to draw.
Do you want
to? Yeah.
Well, I had the cat as well, but
I've got the spare one. But it's harder to draw.
Of course.
Of course.
That's right.
The lens is good, but anyway, we'll do that. And the main reason is that they're pretty. I think they're very pretty, and they go well with the environment, and I like the way they run. And I used to do horse riding, and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel, sort of under their hand. And that's pretty much it.
A pig. So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry. What do you think? Good?
And furry?
Yeah. Well, I mean, cat.
Textile.
Yeah.
Tactile.
Controls.
You're dragging a. You have
a ship. Oh my gosh. This is disastrous. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So moving on. Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 50 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. and we hope to sell this internationally.
Sorry, can you just say that with the, what are our price goals again?
Selling price is 25 euro. Profit aim, 50 million euro.
How many should we sell then? Not.
Anyone a mathematician?
2 million. 2 million. No. 4 million.
2 million?
4 million. And it's a profit, so if a profit for each is 12.50,
yeah.
I will do 4 million. It is a lot.
So that's like 50%. I don't know what these mean because I didn't actually make the slideshow. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide what we would like to see in a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted or the buttons it should have?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
I think we should design something that has like a, so you can like somehow like, you, I mean, you always know where your TV is, so it should have a call button. I've always wanted that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You
yeah.
can push a button.
I mean,
on
you
your
have
TV.
It for the portable
yeah.
phone. So
yeah,
we,
yeah, yeah. So you should have a call button on your television to
yeah.
be able to find your remote control.
And even, I think, a little light. Or even a vibrating thing. I don't know, but because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case
yeah.
you're going to be, but if it has a sort of signal which isn't only sound, I don't know
yeah.
if it's expensive. Maybe
I don't. Yeah, I mean,
maybe call is enough, but yeah.
But like, I mean, just I mean, like your phone even just has some.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it
yeah.
can vibrate. It can light up and
yeah.
make noise, and I don't know.
What if it had something like? Just like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, I mean, just to have some place to put it besides like a base,
yeah.
you know, like a portable
yeah,
phone
yeah.
has a base.
Yeah.
Like just to have a home for it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Because people just stick it on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV.
Yeah.
So.
That's why it's always in the couch.
Yeah.
yeah. In the couch. I don't know. It seems like though that would be hard because.
Yeah.
You're not going to be lazy anyway.
We should design couches that have the remote control.
Yeah, so we the project is now couches.
Even just the thing to attach it to the, you know, if you had a thing, a pretty object to attach to the wall, but that would really
yeah.
make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing.
Yeah.
A thing or something like that. And
do you
thing,
think it needs to be bigger to not lose, or is that
bigger?
Not
well, it needs
like,
to be sort of...
Hand
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a...
Not huge, but...
but definitely not... No, I don't know.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, it can't
no, it really
like,
can't be.
Or like a light thing, you know? I don't know.
Like a spaceship.
Yeah. or make it mobile so it runs around and goes, come find you.
yeah.
That would be really... I'm sure we could do that for 25 years.
Roaming device. Okay, so what do we think this remote control should, 5 minutes?
Okay.
All right, let's see what we have left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons, because I hate
yeah,
that when
I
they
agree.
Have too many buttons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know
but
it has to have enough
anything.
Functions, but like, I don't know, just have like 8,000 buttons and you're like, you never use half of them.
You, what if, it might be a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen, so it has less buttons, but it still has all the functions.
That would be cool.
Like the
yeah.
way a mobile phone does.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like...
So you could like,
yeah.
Like if you have, I don't know, if you have satellite, if you have 100 channels, you can, the way you do on your radio, that you, what do you call
Select.
It?
Select.
Yeah, but you can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So, like, if you had a...
But would you have the screen on the thing, or would you have it on the telly, transmitting the screen?
That's something we could decide.
I guess
because
it would go together somehow? I don't know.
Because I don't know if it's... You think it's expensive. If you use the telly screen, because the telly's
yeah.
already a screen, then you can sort of have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on
yeah.
the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But
I'm thinking
but yeah, for sure. Something like not it's not on the button but it's telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
It's like you see those, you know, people, I'm thinking of like celebrity cribs kind of things when like they have all these things at their house, you know, their entire house is so electronic and they have like this one master control that and it's like a handheld, like turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen, and like, so I think it should be possible to have some kind of a screen. I don't know. It must be, it would probably, it must be too expensive though to like.
But like mobile phones have screens,
yeah,
and they're cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
And we have to remember our budget is 12,
yeah,
$1,250 for to actually make the device.
Mm.
Well,
I guess
but
we have to get to
think
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to see how much that would be.
Well, some, it, we can find out probably on the internet how much it's. Yeah, and the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water. What's the word?
Furry.
Water resistant.
Oh, I was just.
No, but it's. I thought, ah, spot on. Good feel. Tactile.
Yeah.
Good tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat a lot.
Yeah.
That's quite annoying.
Maybe just like a simple thing to have a clip on it. Like, so you can clip it to your.
Yeah.
Like, that's another.
Yeah, clip.
We should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into and come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in another 30 minutes. So, yeah. The industrial designer, what does that stand for?
Yeah.
is going to be looking more into the working design, so I guess you'd be looking at about some of the things we discussed about screen and that sort of what is the UI?
That's me.
Yeah, what does it stand for again?
User interface design.
User interface design. So it's going to be more technical. I guess maybe the working design has also to do with like the physical. Like just the way it looks.
The working design
where
is the structure.
Yeah.
What is technical functions exactly? I don't really know what.
I guess you'd have to find out.
It says on the email.
It was
it
in
does,
the email.
But
I just don't really
look down.
It said. It said.
What effect should the thing have? Should it have? Okay. All right.
Yeah, like.
In working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the telly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the.
All right. And how it works. Okay. All right.
And the ME, what is this?
Marketing.
Right.
Oh, it's written there.
So we'll be working on the user requirements.
Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did.